Hey, Anchor Herman, back again with another daily spark of inspiration. And today I want to talk about silence. If you've known me for a few years, you know that I used to be the one who never stopped talking. Like, I used to talk a lot. And I'm still really grateful for all the people who had the patience to listen to me ramble on. Now, the thing was, it was never about me thinking that what I had to say was somehow more important than, you know, other people's stories. It was really that I felt super, super uncomfortable around silence in a conversation. I just couldn't handle it. Like, as soon as there was this kind of sense that the conversation was drying up a bit, like there was this urge, you know, to fill the gap. And it's probably not surprising, and I'm kind of guessing I'm not the only one who's not used to handling silence. When we're so used to, you know, having the television going on, we have this, you know, this music, and there's conversations, we're around people all day long, there's this constant stream of information coming at us 24 hours a day. And so usually when we have a problem, the first thing that we do is we look for more information and we talk to more people and we kind of rev up like even more. But then the thing is, at a certain level, I kind of always knew that the magic is on the other end, because I always somehow favored the solitary kinds of exercise, for example, you know, jogging and swimming. I always used to say, jump in the pool, few laps, and all the worries kind of literally get washed away, you know. And I love yoga and Tai Chi, all of these things. And you also find it when you're sewing, or you ask any artist, dancer, musician, you know, all say the same thing. It's that state when your mind quiets down, when nothing else exists, it's just you and the thing you're doing. And that's where the magic lies. That's where all of a sudden ideas come up, where all of a sudden you can see a solution to an issue that you've been trying to solve and couldn't find an answer. Now, the thing I never realized was that what I loved about all these types of exercises and creative activities, that sense, that's, you know, that quiet space, that that's not just an escape from the real world and, you know, the stresses and busyness of daily life, that that's actually our default state that we can get back to anytime. I had no idea. Because the thing is, it's like, you know, your intuition, you know, that sense when you just know, it's like it's a quiet voice. And when you've got the radio blaring all day at full volume, you just can't hear it. So what do you think bringing a bit more silence into your life? What do you think that could do for you? Talk to you tomorrow.